Walk with the Lord in the light of His word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil it does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delight of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, have for them who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk by His side in the way. What He says we do, where He sends we go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Our Father and our God, we thank You for this moment. We thank You for the grace, for the privilege granted unto us to be among the living today, not only to be among the living, and even to be called Your own. For You brought us out of darkness into Your marvelous light. Daddy, we thank You for this love. Daddy, we appreciate Your loving kindness. Daddy, we appreciate Your mercy and Your grace upon us. Father, we did not take it for granted. We say thank You in the name of Jesus. Thank You for the gift of life. Thank You for daily loading us with benefits. Benefits that no money can buy. Benefits that no parent can give to children. Benefits that no husband can give to wife. That which no wife can give to husband. Daddy, we appreciate You. Benefit that no pastor, no apostle, no prophet can give, but only You. The gift of life, the benefit of life. Daddy, we appreciate it. We say, be Thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we have come boldly, Father, into Your throne tonight, confidently, covered with the blood of Jesus. Father, we come, O Lord, to obtain mercy so that we can get grace and we can find help even in time of need. At this very perilous time, at this dangerous time, when many have become lovers of themselves, when many are becoming lovers of money, when many are even backsliding, when many can no longer remain faithful to you. Daddy, we need grace, O Lord, to help us to remain faithful. We need the help of your grace upon our lives to continue to trust you and to obey you. Daddy, to desire you above any other thing, to make you to be our priority, seeking after you and the king of the king of the kingdom as priority. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, this grace we will receive tonight in the name of Jesus. On this mountain tonight, we decree and declare open heaven. The Lord, you will bless us individually and collectively. The Lord, our seeking you tonight, you will reward us even with more blessings in the name of Jesus. We will return, O Lord, satisfied with the goodness of your throne in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from you, God, the God of Jacob, and blessings from you, O God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of nations. Lift up your head, O ye gates of cities. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of neighborhood. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of our father and our mother's household. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory, this Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle? Lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory, the Lord of hosts of heaven's army? He is the King of glory over our lives, over our gathering of tonight. We establish the kingdom of the King of glory. We decree and declare that the will of the King of glory alone be done in our midst tonight. As we will decree and declare the word of our God into our lives, so shall heaven agree with us and do unto us. Every proclamation, every decree and declaration from our mouth tonight, O God, you will do unto us, O Lord, that people will know that we have been with you. Father, we pray, O Lord, you rub your glory upon us in the name of Jesus. Let your glory cover us, O Lord, as we'll be descending from this mountain tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. Forever your name be praised. In Jesus' name. Amen, 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 and amen. Before we go into our test for tonight, I quickly want to announce and to remind us of tomorrow, the first quarter of No Negotiation Night 2024 is tomorrow. Is a divine appointment. God declared No Negotiation Night for all believers to gather together to say no, even to that devil contending with our blessing, our good health, our sound mind. Please, if you are within the metroplex, you are in the diaspora, make it to the venue, African Evangelical Baptist Church, 770 East Warrior Trail, Grand Prairie, Texas. It's going to start 9 p.m. prompt. God is faithful. His faithful love has never failed over No Negotiation Night. As he said, so he will do. He said that this time around, rest all around. Please come. Invite somebody. Be a blessing. And as you do so, you will continue to enjoy the goodness and the blessings of the Lord. And peace all around shall be yours and mine in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. The Bible passage for tonight is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 45. We are going to read from verse 1 to 5. That's just the chapter of the verses of the chapter 1 to 5. But before that, I want us to give all glory, honor, and majesty unto the Lord our God. Almighty God, we worship and adore your most holy name in our midst tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come into our midst on this mountain tonight. May your will alone be established on this mountain of power tonight. As it is written about us, about this gathering in heaven, so you will do unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Almighty God, we have come to give you praises and thanksgiving for your truthfulness and faithfulness. For they are a shield and a buckler unto us and unto our household members. Starting from January 1 up to today, many things have happened, but God has been our shield and our buckler. That is what Psalm 91 verse 4 says. He will cover you and completely protect you with his pioneers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. I decree and declare that God will continue to cover us and all ours with his shadow in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will completely protect you, protect me, protect us and all ours with his wings always as we continue the rest of the month of March and year 2024 and years beyond in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare as we journey our Christian life, we will live our life under God's wings, we and our household. We will not walk out of his wings. We will not walk out of the refuge that comes under the wings of the Almighty God. In under his wings, we will find refuge always in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I decree and declare that God's faithfulness will be our shield and buckler and that of our household members in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome God is our God. Now let us go to our Bible text for tonight. The book of Jeremiah chapter 45. I'm going to read from verse 1 to 2. That says, this is the message that prophet Jeremiah gave to his secretary, Baruch, son of Neriah, when he had written on the scroll all the words Jeremiah dictated to him. It took place when Joachim, son of Josiah, had been king of Judah for 4 years. Jeremiah said to Baruch, the Eternal, the God of Israel, has given me a message for you, Baruch. Verse 1 is just a narration for us to be able to know relationship between Jeremiah and Baruch, his secretary. In verse 2, the word, the message, Jeremiah called his secretary, the Eternal God, the God of Israel, has given me a message for you. My brothers and my sisters, God is the all-knowing God. He knows the intent of the heart of men, and nothing about us is hidden before him. According to Psalm 139 verse 2 that says, "You know when I sit down and when I rise up, my entire life, everything I do, you understand my thoughts from afar." Our God is the omniscience God, meaning he knows all things, things in the past, present, and even in the future. Jeremiah did not know the intent of the heart of his secretary, did not know everything about his secretary, but he accepted him as the one to be, you know, writing down all the prophecy so that we can have record of it. But God knew. God saw this man and he knew everything about him. And because of the faithful love of God, God did not want this man to miss his reward. God did not want him to miss even the correct assignment, the right assignment given unto him. Like I said, Jeremiah did not know the intent of the secretary's heart, but just sees him being faithful to his job, recording all things as he dictates them unto him. "I decree and declare that you and all ours, we know that God is the all-knowing God at all times. We will know that we cannot hide ourselves from God, and we will live a transparent life." Let me tell you, if you are lying to me, I may not know, but you know you are lying to me. But let me tell you, there's somebody between me and you, and that is God. He knows all things. He knows what exactly is going on in your heart towards me. He knows how you are dealing with that brother, that sister, deceitfully. That person may not know. "I decree and declare that God Almighty will expose as many that are dealing with you deceitfully in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that with this our knowledge about God as the all-knowing God, we will respectively fear him at all times in our dealing with him and in our dealing with other human beings, in our relating with others. We will fear God. We will know that he's the all-knowing God. He knows all things." The Bible said the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's even deeper than the ocean. That is the heart of a man. But God knows it. No matter how deep that evil thought, God knows it. "I decree and declare the all-knowing God, we expose everyone joining your life with you deceitfully in the name of Jesus." Amen and amen. Verse 3 says, "He heard you when you cry out, 'Oh my, what pain I am in.'" This is Jeremiah now telling Baruch that God heard you when you cry out, and you were saying, "Oh my, what pain I am in, as if I were it hurting enough. The eternal has piled on even more sorrow. I am so tired from groaning, I can find no rest." Despite all that he is doing, but the intent of his heart is wrong. Still, he was groaning. Still, his life was full of pain and, you know, sorrow. Still, he was hurting, even in his spirit, in his heart. No wonder, no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. God knows what you are doing. He knows the purpose of you serving in that position. He knows the purpose of your mind, the intention of your heart, accepting that position, operating in that position, of being that man of God, that woman of God. Still, this man working for Jeremiah, but has wrong intention. That's why he could not have rest. And God exposed it. God heard the cry of Baruch, the groaning and mourning for his labor as the secretary to his prophet Jeremiah, thinking that what will be his reward if all the hard words, prophecies of Jeremiah come to pass. He was so tired and could not find rest in his heart because all his hope was on earthly rewards and gain. Because all his hope was on that, I decree and declare that it will not be painful and hurtful for you and for me to serve God, serving God in the name of Jesus. It will not be painful and hurtful for any members of our household in whatever services they are serving God, in whatever position, even wherever we find ourselves at our workplace, because we will not do it with deceitful act in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that in our services unto eternal God, he will not pile up sorrow for us and for our family members. Many we continue to see sorrow and trouble, even doing serving God, because they are not doing it wholeheartedly, because they are not doing it genuinely, because they have wrong intention doing that service unto God. Serving God is just like, oh, we must do it because they have intention of heartly reward they will get. That's why they could not have peace. That's why they always want to try and have something and do something, so that all they want is to acquire what earthly reward. All they want is they want even to be riding in this big, big car or have mansions. God sees the intent of your heart. God sees the intent of my heart. Let us be careful so that even in serving the Lord, we will not make God to be piling up even sorrow and bitterness and things that will hurt us. Look at what happened even to the sons of Eli. They were there, but they were there with wrong motive. They were stealing. They were doing the wrong thing. Look at how God piled up destruction for them, even for their father, for the whole household, the lineage of Eli. I decree and declare that God will not pile up sorrow and problem and trouble for you because of your deceitfulness in doing whatever thing you are doing for God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You cannot mock God. I cannot mock God. God knows those who are his. He knows those that are serving him genuinely. God will help you and will help me. I decree and declare that as we continue serving God, we will not get tired from groaning. This Baruch get tired from groaning, from having eternal pain. Oh, what will become of me? What will I gain? Oh, I cannot build that house. Oh, how can I do this? That is all that was in his brain. And therefore, he got tired of groaning.
I decree and declare that as we serve God daily, we will find peace and rest all around. You see? Because his intent, the reason why he's doing that job, you know, was with, you know, thinking about the reward. Just thinking about the reward. Not serving God freely. But he placed the reward in front of him above the purpose, you know, of above serving God genuinely. He's the one that will reward you according to your deed. You cannot be pointing to God that you must reward me with 2 helicopters. You must reward me with I must have house in Nigeria, in Canada, in America, so that people will know that I'm serving you. No, the Bible says God is the rewarder. He will reward everyone according to it. He is the one that knows what fits you. He's the one that knows what he will do unto you. And because of that, there was no rest for him. He lacked peace of mind. But I decree and declare that as myself and you continue serving God truthfully, genuinely, and not deceitfully, we will find peace in serving God. We will find rest all around as we continue to serve God in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Look at what the preacher says in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2 to 3. Vapor of vapors and futility of futilities, says the preacher. Vapor of vapors and futility of futilities. All is vanity, emptiness, falsity, and vainglory. What profit does man have left from all his toil at which he toils under the sun? Is life worth living? The brain of Baruch is, what can I gain? What can I gain? Not even thinking about, even as you are writing all these prophecies that are negative, even to the people of God, as you are writing it, instead of you praying to God for mercy, but you want it to happen so that you can, and you believe that God will now make you to be the king, or will not make you to, you understand? All Baruch's work was to make sure the prophecy came to pass by writing it down. Therefore, the eternal piled unto him even more sorrow, to the extent that he got tired of groaning and could not find rest in all his desire. His selfish desire for earthly reward was outside God's will, for choosing him for the assignment to be the secretary of his servant. Therefore, his services only brings him sorrow. I decree and declare, your serving God will not bring you sorrow, because you will not do it with ulterior motive. You will not do it with deceit, but you will serve the Lord faithfully, truthfully, in the name of Jesus. You know, because of that, he lacked peace. And there was no rest. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord brings true riches, and he adds no sorrow to it, for it comes as a blessing from God. What is that blessing that comes with sorrow? What benefit is that blessing that comes with pains? What is that benefit that will not give you rest of mind? No, the blessings of God make it rich and does not add any sorrow. Instead of him to stay and wait for the reward of God, he was thinking, strategizing, you know, giving himself trouble in his head, thinking, oh, okay, if this prophecy come to pass concerning Judah, concerning Zion, concerning Jerusalem, oh, then, because I'm the secretary to the prophet, I will be, you know, the king, I will, no. You don't think like that as a child of God. A blessing from the Lord will bring you true wealth without trouble, My brothers and sisters, it is the Lord's blessing that brings word and not your hard work. Hard work alone cannot bring. Let me tell you, if God did not bless you, nobody can bless you. The Bible says it's God that gives us strength to make wealth. Tell me, what is that thing that you can even do without God? If the strength is taken away from you, good health is taken away from you, how are you going to make the wealth? I decree and declare that we and all ours will not serve God for selfish reasons. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, because of the situation of our nation, I was talking with somebody a couple of years ago, and that person said the business that you can have and prosper in Nigeria is to come and have a church. I said, what? Church has become a business center. There are so many pastors, because of lack of job, they just said they have received the call. There are so many evangelists, because of lack of work, they will resort to becoming evangelists. They know the reason why they are going in there. They call themselves. God did not call them. I decree and declare that we and all ours will not serve God conceitedly and for vain glory at any time in the name of Jesus. We will not serve God because we just want to be known. We want to be heard. We want people to know that we can sing. We want people to know that we can, you know, with our theological knowledge, we can speak. We are very, very smart in constructing English and all that. Let me tell you, the gospel is not about that. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we do our services to the glory of God at all times and always. We will not do it for vain glory. We will not serve God to please men. We will not be men pleaser in serving the Lord in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 of that same Jeremiah 45 says, and so the Eternal has given me this message, the second message. For you, Baruch, I can see you doing men's services, serving me, but you don't know that my God, the one that called me into that office, see you more than you see yourself, even more than I see you. Now God is revealing you to me, sending me to tell you this, Baruch. You that Miss Baruch, Mr. Baruch there. Hear ye the word of God. Jeremiah told him, hear me, Baruch. For I tell you, I am about to upend what I have built and uproot what I have planted in this land, in the whole land. Beloved in the Lord. From this verse 4, it was revealed unto Jeremiah, message given to Baruch, that he did not want to hear. Baruch don't want to hear that God is about to turn things around. God is about even to be merciful to his people. God is about to show them mercy. Because God is God, God is not man. God is a merciful God. Baruch does not want to do that which pleases God. Let me tell you, our God is an unquestionable God. What about Nineveh? He sent Jonah there. Jonah too was just somebody like Baruch. You God, I know you. You sent me to Nineveh. Now I go there, what will be my benefit? When I go there, I preach to them to repent from their wickedness. And now you change your mind. You did not destroy them. Because he wants to be known. Because he wants to say that, oh, I prophesied this and it came to pass. God that told Isaiah, go and tell, go even to Ezekiah. Tell him that he should prepare himself, for he will die. Surely in die, you will die. Prepare. And Isaiah went. He did not question God. As he was going, the same God called him, go back and tell him, I will add 15 more years to your year. Let me tell you, all God wants from you is your genuineness and your faithfulness, your truthfulness, your readiness to carry out his assignment. Not for you to be looking for what you can grab. Not for you to be looking for vain glory. Not for you to be looking for how people will be, you know, giving you those accolades. Psalm 115 verse 3 says, but our God is in heaven. He does what pleases him. Oba Tony ko wa, Tony ko masimo. Isaiah 41:28 says, who can fathom the spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as his counselor? He does what pleases him. He is his own counselor. But Baruch, God, why will you do that? If you go and read that scripture, you see that chapter 30 something, God asked them to burn those things, all those negative that burn it, because how I must be merciful to these people. Almighty God, tonight, or put all evils that disobedience has brought into our lives and our lands in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we are praying, we are standing in the gap for ourselves, for our family members. Everything that sin and disobedience, Father, not trusting you, not seeking you as we should. All those evil that those things has brought into our lives and in our lands. Daddy, tonight, uproot, destroy in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Jeremiah's strong prophecies was against the injustice and infidelities of the people of God. How they are turning away from God to other gods. Therefore, terrible judgment was declared on Judah. Let me tell you, God's intention was to bring his people back to himself. Because of his faithful law and covenant of to ever be merciful unto them through their forefather David, that he will never stop showing mercy to them. Almighty God, by your mercy, please tonight, remove evils from us. Remove evil from our land. Remove evil judgments of destruction. All that sin has brought into our land, that sin has brought unto our people. In the name of Jesus, merciful God, remember your name. You are the merciful God. Remember your covenant keeper. By your covenant of mercy, Daddy, forgive all injustice and infidelities against you, O Lord, that we have committed in our lands, that we have committed individually and collectively, even as the body of Christ, O God. Father, forgive us in the name of Jesus. In the midst of your wrath, O Lord, remember mercy, Father. Let mercy all triumph over judgment concerning us, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. If a nation that God loves so much, like my darling nation, Nigeria. Nigerian money was far, far better than the money of England and America in the early 70s, in the 60s. But lo and behold, because we have enjoyed the goodness of God and we say, God, just keep it to yourself. Then we brought all the gods from other African nations. We brought them to our nation. Since then, go and watch the history. Go back, flashback. Things has never remained the same in Nigeria. Father, by the power of this word of yours tonight, have mercy over Nigeria, God. You are a merciful God. Have mercy over our land, O Lord. Father, forgive our injustice and infidelities, O Lord. Our turning away from you, Father, forgive in the name of Jesus. And even forgive the body of Christ for not doing what we're supposed to do. The Bible says, if God said, if my people who are called by my name, Daddy, we have failed you, the body of Christ. We pray, Father, have mercy on us, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. All that we want is for people to know us. All that we want as minister of God is for news to be, oh, we travel there, we do that. People praising you to the extent that some will even, they will line up themselves like this, and the so-called man of God will be climbing on them, walking. May the Lord have mercy. Verse 5, the last verse of that Jeremiah 45. The A part of it says, should you worry about achieving personal greatness? Baruch! Mr. Baruch! Minister Baruch! Apostle Baruch! Evangelist Baruch! Brother and sister, should you worry about achieving personal greatness? Is that the reason why you become an evangelist? Is that the reason why you become a pastor? Is that the reason why you become an apostle? Is that the reason why you become a prophet? Should you worry about achieving personal greatness? God is asking you. God is asking me. Oh, you want to become famous and important. Do not hope for that to happen. God told him straight, Baruch, do not hope for that to happen. Because I can see you. I know you more than you know yourself. The intent of your heart is transparent to me. Don't even hope for that. Because you want all this negative, terrible prophecy that Jeremiah has prophesied against my people. You want it to happen because you want to be pompous. You want to be famous. Oh, the secretary of the great Jeremiah. Oh, the one that will become, even when the king are killed, oh, they will give you one office. You become important. Do not hope for that to happen. No! Do not chase after such a dream. It's like you are chasing after the shadow. If you dare, think about that. You that prophet out there, you that pastor, you that evangelist, my brother and my sisters, you are serving in the house of God because of what you are thinking you will get. Material things. Be famous. Be important. Personal greatness. God said, I do not chase after such. Are you pursuing great things for yourself? When Jesus Christ said, seek ye for the kingdom of God. Jesus told us plainly, here God told Baruch, stop pursuing such a thing. Stop. Those things are here, are earthly. That is not the reward I'm talking about that I will give you. God's faithful love and mercy will make him reveal things to his beloved. That's what he did to Baruch. God gave messages to Baruch through Jerusalem, his master, Jeremiah, his master. Those secret things about him that Jeremiah himself did not know, and even Baruch did not know, cannot believe it, that God can just bring it out like that. I always tell people, if God should just show up in the church one day in the service and started opening the heart of everybody, you will see snake, you will see adder, you will see several things. You will run. The person sitting by your side, you will run. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things which are revealed and disclosed belong to us. God revealed it and disclosed it to him to benefit Baruch, so that he will have his thinking right. He will begin to think right. Because all that he put in his head, those are wrong thinking. The Bible said, Apostle Paul said, let this mind be in you, that which is also in Christ Jesus. What is that in your heart? What is that in my heart? I decree and declare, as from today, that which is in the mind of Christ will be in your mind and in my mind, to know that we must please God at all times, in all ways, in Jesus' name. It says, they are for our children forever, so that we may do all the words of his law, so that we may do right. You see, God so loved that Mr. Baruch, that God revealed it to him. Before you go further and go into destruction, let me tell you who you are. When was the last time that you present yourself before God? When was the last time I present myself? Oh, I pray God reveal ibitokusi fi han mi, ibiti mo kusi, ibiti mi oti pe. But all we'll be doing garagara, we'll be doing girigiri. We'll be raising up our shoulder. We will not go to him. That God, search me. Ah, King David, search me. And see if there is any iniquities in me. God saw this man and loved him for doing the job of writing everything Jeremiah dictated to him neatly, no error. But there's something inside him. Conceitedness. Doing it for vain glory. God knew that Baruch's service was about achieving personal greatness, about him becoming famous and important. But he received the shock of his life when God said he should not hope for that to happen, because no one can share with his glory. According to Isaiah 42:8, I alone, I am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. I decree and declare that we and our household will not worry ourselves achieving personal greatness, for in the service of God, in our doing service in the house of God, in our, you know, any area that, even if you are an usher, even if you are in children department, even if you are a choir, even as a pastor, as a minister, you will not worry yourself achieving personal, you know, greatness. Doing that service, you will do it genuinely. You will do it and wait for God to reward you. Many have become pastor, and instead of making, all they want to is to gather people's money. All they want to do, they are in this, they are in that. May the Lord forgive. But if you are Mr. Baruch pastor, you are Mr. Baruch apostle, evangelist, hear ye the word of God. Repent. God is bringing this word for you so that it will benefit you. I decree and declare that we and all ours will not desire becoming famous and great only by serving God. You are serving God because you want to become famous. You want to become great. That's the wrong motive. God knows your heart, and he will reward you. Let me tell you, God deals with the heart. We may be looking at you, you know, physically. Oh, she's this. Oh, she's very hearty there. He's very hearty there. Oh, he's good there. But God knows the intent of your heart. Apostle Paul said, he must become more important while I become less important. Oh my goodness. Can you say that? Apostle Baruch, can you say that? Evangelist Baruch, can you say that? Brother Baruch, Sister Baruch, can you say that? That Christ become more important while you become less important. That Christ may increase in you and you become less. Ministers of the gospel, can you genuinely and sincerely declare this? I decree and declare that as we are now hours, continue serving God. It will be more important in our lives. It will increase in us, and we will be less important, and we will decrease, but Christ will increase in us every day, every moment. Christ will be seen in you as increasing you to the glory of God the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, let us remember that Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, but seek him at and strive after first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. You see, why are you are launching into ministry, you go into that, or you see the opportunity to serve, all because of your selfish gain, all because of conceitedness, all because you want fame, you want to be important. Jesus Christ said it. Seek first the kingdom of God. Pastor, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek the things of the kingdom of God. Evangelists, seek the things of the kingdom of God. My brothers and my sisters, seek first the kingdom of God. Let it be your priority. And as you do so, all other things shall be added unto you. It is very important that whatever we do for God, all must be done in the fear of him faithfully, with integrity and a blameless heart. According to 2 Chronicles 19:9, the king charged them, do this in the fear of the Lord, faithfully, with integrity and a blameless heart. Amplified Version Classic says, he said to them, serve the Lord faithfully and respect his authority. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we stop pursuing wrong course in life at any time in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and all us, we continue pursuing the kingdom of our God and his righteousness in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we take the seeking and serving God's kingdom as a necessity always in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. The last verse of that Jeremiah 45, verse B says, but take comfort. Now God has told Baruch, take comfort that when I bring the disaster on all people, I will reward you by sparing your life. I promise to protect you everywhere you go. Even if all those things come to pass, I will spare your life. Beloved in the Lord, it is very important for us as individuals at this time to set our love upon God. We must make him our priority and desire at all times. He must be the one we seek after above anyone or anything. We must trust him at all times and have a personal knowledge of his mercy, love, and kindness always. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we take comfort in the abiding faithful love of God at all times in the name of Jesus. We will know that his faithful love is with us regardless of what is going on around us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we trust in the faithfulness of God regarding his promises of rewarding us of our serving him faithfully, genuinely, truthfully, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we wait patiently for his reward at all times, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we and all ours, we trust in his promises of saving our lives for serving him genuinely, truthfully, and faithfully, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Beloved in the Lord, it is crucial to always act and serve in the fear of the Lord with faithfulness and undivided heart. In order to be rewarded, you must remain faithful in serving him. Regardless of what we are going through, regardless of what you are going through, especially at this hard time, when your faith will be pushed, when you will be pushed to the world, you must remain faithful. Regardless of what is going on in and around you, God deals with our hearts and rewards us accordingly. Look at what James 1:12 says. Great blessings belong to those who are tempted and remain faithful. After they have proved their faith, God will give them the reward of eternal life. For you to have eternal life, you must be proved faithful. You must remain faithful even unto the end. God promised this to all people who loved him. Do you love God? Obviously, there are blessings for us that we remain in our worshiping and serving the only true and living God through his son Jesus Christ. We will be rewarded after we have proved that we remain in faith as we continue our Christian journey. Remember, it is only through faith we can please God, according to Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please and to be satisfactory to him. For whoever will come near to God must believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. I decree and declare that we and all ours will trust God, rewarding us with safety and security for serving him faithfully at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that great blessings will be ours and that of our household members as we continue serving God faithfully in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that as we and ours remain faithful in God and serving him, we will receive eternal life he promised us in the name of Jesus. Revelation 2:10 says, don't be afraid of what will happen to you. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison. He will do this to test you. You will suffer for 10 days. But be faithful, even if you have to die. If you continue to be faithful, I will give you the reward of life. Thank God for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were faced with that furnace burning to be thrown into it, they declared, even to Nebuchadnezzar the king, even if our God will not save us, we will not bow down. They remain faithful to the Almighty God, the God of their father. I decree and declare that regardless of what we and our household are going through, we will not be afraid by his faithful love that is always with us in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no matter what we are facing from the enemies of our soul, we and our household, we continue to be faithful forever unto our God in the name of Jesus. And lastly, I decree and declare that we and our household, we get the reward of glorious crown of life as we remain faithful, as we will continue to be faithful even unto God, serving him faithfully, serving him wholeheartedly, serving him genuinely, not serving with deceit, not be consistently even in the service of our God, not making ourselves to be famous by serving in the house of God, but we will serve him, that him alone will be seen, that him alone will become important and we become less important, that he will increase and we will decrease. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Till next week, remain blessed. If you are able to make it tomorrow, I see you at No Negotiation Night. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord continue to shine his face upon you. It is well with you. Continue serving the Lord faithfully, and you will have peace all around. Rest all around. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Good night. I love you. Bye-bye.